Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they've got some things that need to be fixed, as we heard Kevin Stefanski say earlier today. But the biggest thing that Kevin Stefanski said is that Deshaun Watson is now in the 21-day practice window for players who were on the injured reserve. So he's got a shot to, maybe impress and get back on the field this year. And I think that the big question that everyone will be talking about today is, do you want to see Deshaun Watson on the field? Do you want to see Shedeur Sanders on the field? Which one of these guys would you rather see play quarterback? What does this have to do with the future for the Browns? And is there still something left in Deshaun Watson that if he can return, is that something that could help this franchise down the road, especially knowing that he still has another year on his contract?
I'm the bad thing is I'm curious. I'm really curious about Deshaun. I'm curious to see what he has left. I don't know if we'll get that chance. I want to see Shedeur grow. I want to see what's up with Shedeur. Andy, I want to see more of Dylan. Now, I'm not going to get a chance to see all three of those guys. There are only five games left. But I'd like to see more of all of them. You know, seriously, what's Deshaun have?
Yeah, but there aren't enough snaps
well,
to
that's,
do that.
Yeah, that's what I just said. There are five games left. We're not going to get to see all that. You probably should concentrate on one guy and give him a great look. That guy should probably be Shedeur. I mean, they'll know, I would think they would know enough about Deshaun based on history, based on games that he has played here. He's played 19 games with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing him and watching him, that they don't have to see him on the field.
What if, and I'm just going to throw this out there, what if his arm is in better shape than it's... I mean, let's face it. He's had time to recover and rest, and probably maybe a little bit more rest than he thought when he picked up the second injury to his Achilles, right? And so now you got a guy that's out and they're trying to work on his leg and the shoulder and his arm and all those things that go along with that get more time to rest. And now all of a sudden he comes back and he's his, you know, vibrant young quarterback arm wise that hasn't put a lot of miles. I know. I'm just speculating, but I'm saying that he hasn't put any miles on the tires last year.
See, I'm real curious to see. Again, I don't know if we get that chance, but I'm curious to see. I'm sure they are curious to see what it looks like in practice, Andy.
And if you would think they would know pretty quick if they wanted him back on the field right away.
Well, the Browns can make the judgment based on him in practice whether they want to see him, you know, whether they think he has it or doesn't have it. And if he doesn't, if they don't think he has it, they don't have to put him back on the field. You know, they have 21 days, right? You can make that decision.
21 days.
So it doesn't leave much time. Of course, that you don't have to take all 21 days. They could, in theory, activate him and play him on Sunday.
Sure they could.
But that's not going to happen.
It's not the way it sounded like Kevin was talking.
That's not going to happen.
Daryl Ryder's going to join us in about 10 minutes. Denise is in Cleveland Heights. Hi, Denise.
Hi. I'd rather see Shedeur.
Okay. Why?
Because I think we've wasted enough time on Watson. We all had our high hopes when they signed him to that ridiculous contract that we are now saddled with, lost all those draft choices and everything else. Even when Deshaun was healthy and playing, he still left a lot to be desired. He's never turned out to be what we thought he was going to be or where he left off in Houston when he was doing well. He never brought that to the table for us. And I think we've invested enough time. I know we're stuck with that contract for another year, but I think we just need to eat it and close that chapter.
Hmm. Who do you think gives them a better chance to win for the rest of the year?
Well, if, looking back at Deshaun's record, you know, when he was playing well, it kind of takes you back to that, and it still gives you this thing in hoping that that's what he can eventually provide for us, yeah. Which he never has. So, I mean, you're kind of stuck in the middle saying, you know, maybe could he be, you know, what we thought he would be? Can he get back there? But so far over the years when he has played for us, it just wasn't there. Even when he was healthy, it wasn't there. So I think sometimes too much time off can be a hindrance because he had a lot of time off before he came to us.
It's a good point. Good point. Denise, strong phone call. Call us back anytime. Thanks, Denise. Yeah, I mean, he had plenty of time before. That's true, too. Like, you take that into perspective and just what I was saying about, you know, he's had time to let his arm heal a little bit more and let his arm rest and not have to throw, you know, the way you would in an NFL game, but you need him to be able to get back because that was the big fault last time that, you know, if his shoulder was a mess and his passing, I mean, he didn't look right.
Let me give you a quiz. Ready?
Okay.
Number of 300-yard passing games Deshaun Watson has had as a member of the Cleveland Browns.
I don't remember any.
That would be a big zero.
Okay.
That would be a big donut.
Yeah.
In the last year he was healthy, which was 2024, he played in 7 games. Number of 200-yard passing games Deshaun Watson had.
I'll say 1.
Dan's holding up 2 fingers.
I'm sorry to say you're
both too high.
Oh, boy.
He didn't have a 200-yard passing game. That shoulder was spaghetti. And did this time allow him to heal and get that shoulder back? You know, he used to be able to spin it, man. He could throw it. And that was the problem that last year. They were 1-6 in the games he played. And he just wasn't good last year. And, you know, the shoulder was a mess. If that shoulder's back, I want to see it. And again, I don't know if we'll see it this year, but Andy, the last year he played in Houston, I'm just looking at numbers, okay? 300-yard passing games. I'm just glancing at this. 6 of his last 7 games were 300-yard passing games.
Yeah, we haven't seen any of those.
No, we haven't.
Unfortunately.
We haven't seen that.
All right, let's go to our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hi, Daryl.
Hey.
What's happening?
What's up with you? You all right?
Yeah, you okay?
Undercover?
Just another normal Wednesday here in Berea, Ohio in December.
You in the hallway?
Yeah.
Okay, just another normal Wednesday. Can I write that down? That's the line of the season.
All right, let's keep it on the down low so you don't cause any controversy out there.
Oh, golly.
Your thoughts on Deshaun Watson returning to the practice squad or to the practice window?
Yeah, just to kind of clarify some things for people so that folks have a true understanding of what this means. They have 21 days from today to activate him to the 53-man roster from active PUP. He was not on injured reserve. He was on reserve PUP. So there's a little minor distinction there. It does not guarantee that they're going to activate him. They don't have to. They still don't have to activate him. But if they don't within the 21-day window, then he would then officially be done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
For the season and cannot play this year. So, and also, too, they did not have a timetable or a deadline or anything like that to open this window. So I just want to kind of point out some of those things because there have been various inconsistencies in what people are saying about the situation. So I just want to make sure people have the facts surrounding that. But, you know, he's going to do individual period. You guys heard Kevin Stefanski mention that earlier. Maybe that eventually. Yeah, maybe that'll evolve into some scout team or whatever, but that's just kind of where they're at right now. So we'll see Deshaun out there this afternoon when they practice. Probably won't be a lot of video because we're not allowed to film the quarterbacks throwing footballs because nobody has ever seen a quarterback throw a football in practice. And, you know, that's helping them win so many games and keep their game plans, you know, top secret.
A little salty.
You know. Just makes such a difference in the product that they're putting on the field. You know, this organization is always focused on the things that matter.
I remember when Marty Schottenheimer would let us watch all of practice. It was actually educational. Daryl, explain what goes into the decision during the 21 days. If he's healthy, and he says he's healthy, do the Browns have to activate him?
No.
Okay.
I think that this is
the reason for shutting him down. Then would be what? Hey, roster wise, this isn't working for us. Can they get away with that?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you're asking me some things, Jeff, that could get me and the Browns in trouble.
Okay. I'm wondering. If he's healthy, does he have to be activated?
Here's the thing. Do I think that they want to play him this year? No, I do not. But that is my opinion. And I can't stress that enough. That is my opinion. Okay. Does Deshaun feel like he's ready to practice? Absolutely. He has, I'm sure, for a couple of weeks. I mean, if you just look at his Instagram feed, the way around it is, hey, we opened the practice window for you. We just didn't feel like in our evaluation and our opinion of things that you were ready to play and we didn't want to subject you to harm. That then makes it very difficult for him to argue against the organization. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, if I ask do you think he's going to play, you're going to say no.
I mean, so, they've opened the window. We'll see what happens in the next 21 days. That's all I'll say about it.
Let me ask you this one. If by chance he ends up playing this year, or even if he doesn't, and he looks okay, Daryl, is he possibly the starting quarterback of this team next year, in your opinion?
I have no idea.
Okay.
There's too many
moving parts.
I am going to pull a Kevin Stefanski on you. That is not my focus, Jeff. There is way too much that has to happen between now and next season. Like, it's completely impossible to predict right now. It is.
Let me ask you this then. If you thought Deshaun Watson was healthy, can you live on that premise for a second?
Well, we're getting into speculation now.
Okay, coach, listen. So if he was healthy, who would give this team a better chance to win?
I don't know.
You know, come on, Daryl. You cover this team every day. You don't.
I haven't seen Deshaun Watson throw a football in a year.
Yeah, there's an issue there, Daryl.
How can I form an opinion on something when I haven't seen a guy throw a football in a year?
I've heard you form plenty of opinions on plenty of things, but I understand what you're saying.
If he hasn't seen the guy throw. Hasn't seen the guy throw.
Would the fans revolt if Watson stepped out on the field?
I don't know. I'm sure that's a survey you can take on the show this afternoon.
Ah, all right. Now I have a new reason to go to social media there, Jeff.
Social media reaction star by Scheibman Jewelers, Queens premier jewelry store. There you go.
There you go. All right, you got your plug in.
Nice job, D.
What else did we learn today?
Hey, what?
Jerry Jeudy and Shedeur Sanders apparently are cool now.
Oh,
yes.
After Jerry blew up on him on the sideline.
Oh. Hey, one thing Shedeur said I thought was cool. When he talked about, in essence, turning it loose a little bit, do you think he's ready for that? Do you think the coaches think he's ready for that?
I think he's ready for that. Do I think the coaches think he's ready for that? No. Okay. I think they're gonna try and keep the handcuffs on him a little bit. You see a couple of things when you're watching the film with Shador right now. Footwork gets a little sloppy at times, which we knew that going in, and he isn't getting the ball out quick enough. And he talked about that today, that like he's got to trust what he's seeing, he's got to let it rip. And I think that that's something that internally he is struggling with, not wanting to make a bad decision with the football and have a turnover or multiple turnovers, but also at the same time, trusting what he's seeing and getting the ball to guys, and giving them opportunities to make plays down the field. And also, too, balancing wanting to hit the home run ball with taking what the defense has given you and just, going that route with it, too. So I think that there's a lot that he's juggling right now mentally. And that's tough at this level. I mean, it is a faster game than it is in college. The guys are bigger, faster, and stronger at this level than in college. And, like, all this stuff is normal, okay? It's not an indictment of him as a player or anything like that. Like, this is just all normal stuff. Cam Ward's number one pick in the draft. Titans are 1-11, and he's not played well at all. And the statistics don't blow you away either. So, I think there's just multiple layers right now, and he's just kind of got to work through those processes. And I think Jerry Jeudy is struggling too with understanding that, hey, you got a kid back there who was a fifth round pick who's just trying to figure some stuff out, and you yelling and screaming him at the sidelines or on the sidelines, like, that's not helping anybody. Okay. Mm-hmm. That accomplishes nothing. And oh, by the way, Jerry, nobody's barking and yelling at you if you're not in the spot that you're supposed to be in, or you're fumbling a ball after what should have been a big play, right? You didn't see anyone blown up on him on the sidelines. So, like, there's just, as Jerry talked about today, it is an emotional sport. But, like, there's just, I think, a lot of layers to what's going on right now.
All right, Daryl, unfortunately we ran out of time. I was going to ask you about Dylan Gabriel because I know you love talking about that. So we will say goodbye, my friend. How are you? Goodbye.
I have never been happier to say goodbye than I am right now.
I know. Goodbye, Daryl. Goodbye.
Later, guys.
See you, D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.